I think one of the there's a teaching that the Buddha gives where he said there's people who their path is one of difficulty and hardship, but there is quick penetration, quick understanding. There's people who their path of practice is, say, fraught with difficulty, but insight is slow. There's people who their path of practice is one of ease and well-being, and their insight and penetration is slow. And then there's a path of practice that is of ease and well-being, and penetration is quick, is fast. So, that's it's a yeah. There are it's like there's no inherent virtue in difficulty and hardship. It's not intrinsically good or noble to make yourself miserable or to experience hardship, but sometimes there is has to be a recognition that yes, it is an aspect of say experience as in the human condition. Also, another say perspective or reflection on it is also one of the teachings that the Buddha gave of, say, the eight worldly conditions or eight worldly winds, so that praise and blame, gain and loss, say, fame, respect, disrepute, and happiness and suffering. So those are inevitable in the world. Whether you're a monastic, whether you're a layperson, whether you're a fully enlightened Buddha or regular person living in the world, those are always going to be conditions that are experienced and are in a, they have an uncertain nature about them by their very condition. So that, even the Buddha, after his awakening, experienced times of hardship. There's an account where the Buddha, with his group of monks with him, were invited to spend the rains retreat at a particular place, and then famine struck there, and toward the end of the rains retreat, they were basically eating, having to eat, like horse feed, cattle feed, pound it up, make it somewhat edible, and that, even the Buddha experienced that. So conditions change in the world. Or where the Buddha is criticized and blamed for something. If the Buddha is going to experience something, yeah, we're, to have that hope that somehow we're just going to experience bliss, happiness, float to Nibbana on a nice purple cloud. It's not going to be like that. There's this constant change. So it's how we receive it and how we, in a contemporary time, say 20th century Thailand, the vast majority of really revered teachers, meditation masters, are from the northeast of Thailand. and they come from a region and an era of great difficulty. The northeast of Thailand's always been the poorest part of Thailand. They have to put up with uncertain crops. Weather's kind of harsh. Either you're getting flooded out, or it's a drought, or it's, you know, bitter cold, or you're getting roasted. But that kind of hardship and difficulty, there's a certain tenacity that is a part of their cultural conditioning that they've grown up with and been a part of since they're little, so that applying that to their practice, plus the fact that the region is actually very steeped in kind of faith and devotion to Buddhism, then it's one of the results is, you know, a plethora of really great teachers. And you know, other parts of Thailand are kind of, you know, it's very comfortable, it's always more than enough food, and everything is kind of comes pretty easily. Like when it's quite interesting, like when for Ajahn Chah teaching and starting to a community growing around him, and more people wanting to train with him, monks, nuns, lay people, then there were more Westerners who came to train with Ajahn Chah than Central Thai, Southern Thai. It's quite interesting. Am I? So it's just this is a kind of an interesting reality that it was just the idea of, especially from, say, like in Thailand, if you're from any of the other parts of Thailand and you're, say, a civil servant, or you're, you know, working in some company. Yeah, and if you mess up, then you're just going to get sent to the northeast of Thailand, kind of banished. that kind of familiarity and non, say, it's not daunted by, you know, a bit of difficulty, then it's a real benefit to practice. I mean, as I said, there isn't any inherent virtue in difficulty and hardship, but it can temper us quite well if we use it skillfully.